The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Sandy.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Sappho Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And today it is time for another happy hour. As always with these, if you choose a drink, do so responsibly. Do whatever you're doing responsibly, you know?
There you go.
Yeah. What are you sipping on, Samantha?
So, since I'm not really doing many of the episodes we're recording today, it's all pretty much been you. I'm like, I'll drink today. So I'm going to be drinking. I made myself a somek, which is mekju, which is Korean for beer, and soju, which is a Korean liquor mixed together.
Ooh.
And so, yeah, I got my Korean beer with soju called somek.
Yes.
Yay.
I love it. I love it. I have a gin and tonic. I was going to make something fancier because actually as this comes out, it is my birthday. It's not today.
Yes.
But I'm just really hot. it's really hot in Atlanta right now, but in my closet that I record from is like an inferno.
Yeah. We're definitely getting all of these heat index warnings about how high the heat is.
Yeah.
I spoke to Sue and I was like, yeah, it's not that bad right now. And then August hit. For some reason, it was later in the seasons. Because typically the hotter seasons pretty much begin like in April and then never stop until about the end of mid-October.
Yeah.
But this year it decided to start it up in like July because June and May were pretty mild.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always feel embarrassed. I know you don't care, Samantha, but I wear like the same shirt all the time because I sweat when I'm in here. I get so hot. And I don't want to do laundry just because I run out of shirts because I come in here to record. So I wear the same shirt for 2 weeks. I fell out my sweatshirt.
We don't see much because of the way the video is positioned. So I don't notice. Although I do know that this is not the Stuff Mom Never Told You t-shirt, which you've been wearing for like a month.
I have. And I felt like I had to branch out because, like I said, I'm not worried about it with you because I feel like we're that close and I don't want to worry about it.
You shouldn't.
But other like meetings and stuff have happened where I realize I've been wearing that shirt.
So they don't notice either.
Okay. Well,
guaranteed.
I did switch it up, but yes. So I went with the gin tonic because of the heat. But okay. This episode is going to be interesting. It's not, I wouldn't call it an unhappy hour, but kind of is. It's more of a gin wine. More of your
gin wine. Oh,
yeah.
She got the wine.
I know. But it's so hot.
It's you can do white. White's cool.
I don't have any white wine.
Okay, never mind.
And I'm saving my champagne for my birthday.
Did you have to say it like that?
Because I'm
for my birthday!
So I would say it's more in that realm. But we are going to talk about low self-esteem. body image issues, I guess. Yeah. Happy birthday to me. I was going to do a whole episode about Luke Skywalker and all of my stuff I didn't get to talk about last year in the Luke Skywalker episode, but I thought this was more important. So that can hold. I'll do that later.
I'll give you my happy hour so you can do that. If you want.
Samantha does this all the time, listeners, where she's like, if you want to take this,
I will let you. Like, the amount of subjects that you want to do, and then I'm like, yeah, go for it. I haven't thought of mine yet, so have at it.
I will do it, because I wrote that outline. It's been there for a year, since last year.
I mean, my happy hour comes out on the day that Dragon Con happened, mm-hmm. so it would be appropriate. I have been thinking about what my happy hour would be, whether or not we were going to start back up with the Sex and the City at season 3. But that might be too much. We're going to have to have to get a guest for that one. Actually, we do have a guest for the first episode.
I think we do have
We do. I forgot.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Hint, hint.
Someone from the team.
Juan. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll see. But I had to talk about this because something happened to me recently that was like the most, it wasn't a dramedy moment, but it was like a dark sitcom moment or like some kind of introspective sitcom moment, you know? So I had a good friend of mine come over. And also, if any of the friends in question are listening, you are like so such good friends. And I'm very sorry and I'm very happy that you're my friends. So I had a friend come over last Friday and I was exhausted because I think as we've been like running to get this book out and all of this other stuff, and I've just been so tired and I've had like a lot of little things come up, but they all were building up and I was just really exhausted. And that eventually translated into me kind of doing a bitchin' whine with her.
Oh, I love it. Where
I was like complaining about, I am so tired. I'm just so tired. I don't want to do anything. And I was talking about like, I'm not even sure what I like anymore. Because I'm such a people pleaser that it's almost like I removed the people from the equation because I'm too afraid of pleasing them. And because of that, like, I don't know what I've been doing for other people and what I'm doing for me. And so I'm just like, if people invite me to things which they know I like, I'm always like, well, did I actually like that? Or was I just doing that? And where's that performance of it all? Which you heard me talk about when we did our therapy. We had those episodes about our therapy. I just was like, and she seemed really surprised. And I was saying, this is why I love living alone, is because I'm always worried about other people and making them mad and like having to make myself really small. And I don't like being seen by other people. Like when I was trying to buy an apartment, like rent an apartment, I remember this woman who was showing me around. I said, I just want a place I can use a blender. And she was like, why can't you use a blender? And I was like, I don't want to bother anybody. They might hear it. And she looked at me like, use that blender. And my friend was like great and listening to me, but I could tell like something was sort of off about about the whole thing. And I was supposed to go the next day to karaoke. And she was like, I was saying, like, I'm so tired. I just don't want to go. And it's like, everyone thinks that I love that. And I'm not sure if I even love that. But it's what I used to do for my birthday. And she was like, just go. You'll have a good time. I know you're tired, but just go. Come to find out.
Oops.
It was a surprise party for
me. Oops.
I felt horrible. I felt so bad. Because she texted me the next day and was like, how are you feeling about tonight? And I said, you know, I'm still tired, but I'm going to go and it's going to be fun. And she was like, I'm sorry that I roped you into this thing you didn't really want. God, I feel awful about this. So I showed up a little late because I took a Lyft since I don't drive anywhere. And the Lyft driver missed a turn and they texted me like, where are you? And I showed up and it was the sweetest thing, listeners. They were such good friends. Like they had it stocked with all my favorite drinks. They had two pies because they know I like pie better than cake. And they were my favorite flavors. Like they went all in. It was such a nice thing. And then I felt terrible and I had to think about it. Like, because it was strange. After it was over, I just went home and I cried and I cried and cried.
Oh, no.
And I was like, why is this happening? It was like the sweetest thing. And I think that was the point I was actually trying to make with my friend, though, is that I started to resent my birthday because it felt like I had to do this whole thing. I had to, like, plan it all and get all the food and get all the drinks and make, like, I would make all the cake and everything. And it just became, like, not about me, which feels very selfish, but, like, it became more like everyone would ask me every year, like, when is your birthday? And it felt like they were more like, when can we do karaoke?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think I just started to resent it. But this was so nice. Like, they planned the whole thing. They got the room. They got the food. They got the drinks. They did the whole thing. And I think, not that I would expect somebody to do that for me every year, but it was so damn nice. Like, I can't stress how nice it was. And you've done something like that for me, too, where you just plan the whole thing. We played The Last of Us 2. I was like sobbing and living my best life because that game is sad, not because anything Samantha did.
Because I punched her. Just kidding, I did not.
No.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect, whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
First of all, I am so lucky to have friends like you and them. And I think the reason I cried was both because I felt like a douchebag for a poor friend who's like, she might not even come. But it was framed in a way where it was like someone else's party. I just want to be clear.
Right. They were trying to surprise you by saying, hey, we're doing an event that.
Yes.
Can you help?
Yes. And then I just felt like the whole time I was like, oh my God, I'm such a jerk. But I also think like that's just how low my self-esteem is. Like when people do nice things for me, it just, it hurts. I'm like, oh no, I don't deserve this. Why are you doing this? Oh my God. But for other people, I'm like, well, I have no desire to do any of this, but I must do it.
Mm-hmm.
or else we won't be friends. And I have been like, I've had a struggle with depression lately. I've been like, I have been really tired and I've been sad. I'm just sad. And I think part of it though, and I hate to say it, but I think it's because I gained so much weight. So I don't like being seen. I don't like being out. And so it's sort of like, if I can get out of this, I'd rather get out of it because I don't have any clothes that fit, or like I just feel uncomfortable. But that's a real terrible reason to not go have a fun time with your friends when they're throwing you a nice party with all your favorite things. Oh my God. My favorite songs they put on. Like, but it was so sweet. Like they just knew me. And it, I hate that it made me feel so like bad because it was like such a wonderful thing. But it did, like, I feel like I've had a really big breakthrough from that one because damn, that was like really sweet. But two, like, I feel like during the pandemic, I've had the breakthrough of how bad of a people pleaser I am. But I haven't breached the, like, well, how do I not do that? Like, I haven't figured that out. So I'm just removing myself from the equation. It's almost like a protective thing that I'm just, like, I know if I go and somebody asks me to do this, or I'll just get caught up in it. And so this was I really need to work on that. Because it was really fun and it was really nice, and I have missed it. And I hate that I almost didn't go to my own surprise party.
That would have been bad.
Oh my God. Oh my God. But it still though is like, I don't know for sure. I do love karaoke and I do love, I'm going to have to really sit with this and think, like, I'm having to redefine a lot of things that maybe I did love always, but they got swept up in the people pleasing. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I think a lot of this too is like your interest could have changed in general. So what you liked 5 years ago could be completely different from what you like today.
Yeah.
So that's a part of the conversation. Again, our bandwidth has kind of been stretched so far that it's about to snap. So trying to keep our sanity is also a big part of like saying no or not being able to do things. Because like I missed the birthday party. I feel bad because I got the invite. I was like, okay. It ended up being a lot of things, and I have become one of those people where like if I have too many things where it's on the list of things to do, and I've got other things planned, yeah, I'm not gonna say yes to that. And I love karaoke, and I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then I was like, no, I don't have the overall strength to go out. I'm like, yeah, y'all enjoy it, have fun. But of course, I've never been awful about saying no. That's not been a problem for me. I'll just be like, sorry. It's just gotten a lot easier since after the pandemic for me. But like, I enjoy karaoke. I missed going to karaoke during the pandemic, and I finally got to go a while ago, and I was like, yeah, this is nice. But again, still like, yeah, I'm good though. I'm good for a little while. Everything changes when it comes to interest, but also knowing when we can and can't do it. And honestly, you being able to say no is a part of like something that you haven't been able to do until recently anyway. So even though you might be saying that like, oh, self-esteem and I can't get this people pleasing, you've gotten one giant step in being able to say nah, or even being able to change your mind. You've been able to do that too. And that's really great.
Yeah.
That's a huge step.
Yeah.
That's a huge step because most people who are caught up in that cycle can't say no and they will sacrifice everything. And you were doing that. And then as of recently, you haven't been doing it as much, which is fantastic.
I feel, yeah, I agree. But I guess that's like, that's what I'm saying with the step. I've taken this step and now I need to continue it because I do want to go out. And I feel like I'm just saying no all of the time instead of saying yes sometimes.
Oh, see, to me, that's not a problem.
See, but to me, like,
I'm just kidding.
And I feel bad too, because honestly, I'm sure my friend, oh God, I hope so. If any of you are listening, I love you all so much and I'm so sorry. But like, I'm having this conversation with her the like night before this is supposed to happen. And I'm like trying to finally set up my boundaries. I can only imagine what's in her head where she's like, I don't want to push her with this issue.
A little panic
attack. But also the, you know, they were coming in, like most of them don't live in Atlanta, like the long way. I don't know. I'm so glad I went. It was a very sweet thing. I think that also going back to the low self-esteem, a lot of times when something is about me, like a party is about me, then I feel like an open wound. I feel like everybody's like seeing something or like I've tricked everybody somehow or so I gotta work on that. I gotta work on that too. But also, the power of f***ing wine. Because it was a really good, like, I really do think I needed that. And I think I feel like, it sounds so, like cursing myself, but I think I am going to change a bit more. I think that was a good push. This whole thing was like a good, I had that conversation and then I got to see that. And so it felt like it was a step that I needed.
Good.
But also just a good friend is a damn good friend and you cannot replace them.
That's true.
So thank you. Thank you if any of you are listening. I had a wonderful time. I'm sorry if I stressed you out. But yes, you really made my birthday, and every year you all do. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Listeners, if you would like to write in about this, you can contact us in many ways. You can email us at StephanieMomStuff@iHeartMedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at MomStuff Podcast or on Instagram and TikTok at Stuff I Never Told You. We also have a Tee Public store. And yes, we do have a book that's coming out or is out. Soon, now, but later, I don't know. But you can get it at StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.